This is the Speaker's Scoop, a behind-the-scenes podcast with Washington Speaker of the House, Lori Jenkins. Speaker Jenkins, what's on your mind this week?
You know, we're in floor action right now, House of Origin floor action. So none of our committees are meeting, and we are just moving bills that have been passed out of committee and through rules off the floor of the House. So we're very busy getting briefed on all of those and moving them, and we'll be doing that until next Wednesday. But, you know, the thing that's more on my mind this week is I had a call with U.S. Senator Patty Murray earlier this week, very troubling, about the federal budget and what's going on back in Washington, D.C. She warned us a lot about both a possible federal shutdown next week and that would really be primarily driven by the fact that President Trump wants an unfettered, never-ending resolution to continue spending however he chooses. And that's not something that the Democrats are particularly interested in. They're interested in a narrow continuing resolution. Kind of interesting that that's been something that historically that's what Republicans have wanted in Washington, D.C. too, and now not as much. So things are really changing a lot there. But the second really big warning that she gave us was about the budgeting process in the House and Senate, and that there are some real risks to people, I think, all over the country, but in particular here in Washington state. There is a very strong interest by President Trump and Republican allies to extend tax cuts, very deep tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans, to be long-term. But in order to use what's called the reconciliation process, the process that they're seeking to use, a very kind of straightforward, just up or down vote on the budget, they have to present a budget that is deficit neutral. So in order to fund all those tax cuts, they likely have to do things like deeply cut in ways that no one has ever imagined, Medicaid services to people in Washington state and across the country. These are services that the poorest amongst us get to make sure that they have health care. So, for example, in Washington state, the way that we would see this work itself out is the real impact on our rural hospitals. We have 25 critical access hospitals in Washington state that are situated in the poorest parts of the state, the most rural parts of the state, to provide health care to people in those communities. For example, we have one in Moses Lake. I just saw the data today that in 2022, almost 75% of the births in that hospital were paid for by Medicaid. And so we're at risk of losing all those services. I guess the big message that I got from Senator Murray was that we need to stay very vigilant about what's happening in the other Washington, D.C. But as we talked with her about it also, we are moving into completely uncharted territory. Nothing like this has ever happened in anyone's memory and probably in the long history of this country, probably back to the Great Depression over, you know, nearly 100 years ago. So we need to really pay attention to that. At the same time, those reductions are so unimaginable and so dramatic that there is no way to actually plan for them, for any state government to plan for them. We have to pay attention. We have to do our work in rural communities and in places that will be most affected by these kinds of reductions. We have to work to make sure that members of Congress and senators understand the consequences of their actions on real people. And then we have to do our best planning to address our own budget problems here in Washington state and keep on moving forward and doing it in a way that helps people as much as we can and certainly minimizes any possible harm.
Washington Speaker of the House, Lori Jenkins. Next week, we will be at cutoff, and so we may not be able to record this podcast. We'll find out as we get closer to the date. Thanks again.
Thanks, Jen.